Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So glad to have you. Can't wait to dive in what we're going to talk to about today. We often do a lot of stuff on this about how to grow, you know, the whole name of this broadcast is how to grow a cleaning company, or how to grow your cleaning company. And so much we talk about what to do. Today, we're going to talk about something, believe it or not, as important, if not more important, who you need to be to build a $1 million cleaning company. And this is one of my favorite subjects because we've coached hundreds and hundreds of the team, hundreds of owners of cleaning companies, and we kind of start getting to see trends, right? And themes of what succeeds and what doesn't succeed. And I always want to share with you guys, hey, Jennifer from Jersey, good to have you, sister. We want to share kind of themes of what works and what doesn't work, right? And so much time we spend on what kind of ads should I run and how should I get employees and how should I do my funnel and all that stuff. And it's really important, but we miss who do I need to be? And the reality is when we work with folks, first and foremost, we train them and change them and help transform them as human beings. And once we get that done, growing the business is actually pretty easy. So the hard part, believe it or not, is growing you as an owner. Once we get that done, we can grow your business, right? So, and if you guys are in the chat, for all of you guys that are joining us live, feel free to put it in the chat if you've got things that you found work or don't work, or if you want to take any guesses, the three things are that who you need to be. Would love to hear your feedback as we go. So the problem is, like we said, so many people are focused on what they have to do and they want the easy route, right? Just give me the secrets of building a cleaning company, right? And they think that if I just whisper something to them or we write something down and, you know, on a piece of paper and slide it across the table, like there'll be the secret to success. And that secret hasn't gotten out, right? It's just secret by some guru who comes down from the mountain. And that's not the case. The truth is it's more who you have to be. TJ says you have to be before you can have. And he thinks Zig Ziglar says it. That sounds definitely Zig Ziglar. And I couldn't agree with it more. So the problem with that thinking is, and this is the part that breaks my heart and why we spend so much time with owners of cleaning companies and love you guys so much, is you're so daggum dedicated when you see and hear that stuff, you just start working harder and harder and harder, right? Because we're so focused on what we need to do and we don't really have a plan or a system to follow. So we just do more of it, right? Like, well, that didn't work. I'll try this and I'll go harder and harder. And then the things that kind of have small amounts of success, oftentimes cleaning, because it's in our comfort zone, we know how to do it. We do that really, that's all we do. And then we don't grow a cleaning company. We just focus on the do, we work harder. And then what happens is you work harder and harder, you make less and less and eventually just burn out. And it's so sad. The failure rate in this business is so high, not because it's not a great opportunity and there's not just a ton of money to be made. And there's a lot of service. It's just an amazing business, but people don't know what to do. They think it's based on what they're doing, not who they are. They don't know what to change. So they work harder and harder and harder until they just burn out. Daisy in the house. Good to see you, sister. So again, we got to get off the, if I just do the right things, I'll get the right results and realize before you can do, you must be. And this starts with Durand in the house from Taos, New Mexico. Good to have you. The B starts with your thoughts and beliefs, which flow to your actions, which in your actions can only be a reflection of who you are. So TJ says, be grateful, be generous, be helpful. Man, are those great things. And not one of those is going to hurt your business and ever want to help you grow. But none of those are on my list of what I've seen. Really, for people, I will say, TJ, that list of be grateful, be generous, be helpful, that would make the list of the top three things for me to want to be friends with someone. But we've seen people be very successful in business that are none of those things, believe it or not. I'm going to share the three things that I found that everyone kind of has to be successful in business. Be grateful, be generous, and be helpful is going to make you successful in life and won't hurt in business. But I've seen people do it without. So again, when we talk about who you need to be, this starts with your thoughts and beliefs, right? So many people want to, probably the best example I've heard of this is there's a golfer, professional golfer, and I think they show up on Wednesday and they each get like an hour or 20 minutes on the practice range of their course. And he never really took that time. And people are like, why don't you ever go to the practice range and like take your 20 or 30 minutes? You know, it's so precious. And the guy goes, hey, if it's not my bag when I get here, I ain't going to find it on that practice range, right? He knows the 10 million swings he took for the years and years and years before he showed up to play and perform and get paid, that's what's going to get him there, right? The practice course, he's not going to learn anything there. But we try and do that differently in business, where we're like, well, I'm not going to practice being or doing anything. I'm just, when calamity strikes, I'll figure it out. I'll deal with it at that point. And the reality is, you got to practice who you're going to be. And you do that by intentionally controlling the thoughts that you think, the beliefs that you hold. And once you kind of change what you think and you believe, that's going to change who you act. And if you consistently do that, it changes who you are. So we're getting a little philosophical here, but if it was easy, everyone would have a $1 million business, right? So sometimes we got to step out of our comfort zone. Let's do it. The number one thing that you need to be to succeed in cleaning business, in any business really, is all out committed to success. And I get frustrated because some people, they hear that and they're like, oh, I've heard that before, right? I heard that before. Of course you need it. They just kind of like dismiss it because like, oh, I know that, of course. But then they don't act all out committed to success. So let's talk about what that looks like. One, see everything in light of your success. Only accept factors that are going to help you believe the things that you need to believe to have the business that you want. So when people go, I would never have an employee, they lie, cheat, and steal, and employees ruined my life. You're going to go, well, you could go, oh my gosh, that's going to be terrible. I'm going to die, blah, blah, blah. You can have all sorts of terrible feelings that aren't going to get you where you want to go. But if you say, well, I am all out committed to success, I'm going to have this no matter what, you're going to be in a position to go, well, what do I need to do differently than that guy did, right? So the way that we're going to respond to that has everything to do with our commitment level. So only allow things in your mind that are going to help you move forward towards your success. And never give up. That is really, really, really the key. If I could pick one trait in any person to be successful, it would be a dumb guy with no money, with no education. If I can't have any of that stuff, fine. Not even charming, not even helpful, not even any of this good stuff, but he'll just never give up. You could punch him and punch him and punch him and he'll get knocked down. He gets back up. So that I never give up. I'm going to do this until I die or I get the result that I want. That guy or gal is going to succeed over someone with more money, more talent, more skill, more everything. So never give up. Get curious, right? Why isn't this working? How come this is, when I did this, I got this result? And that's interesting. How about this? So really replace frustration and wanting to give up with curiosity. Another belief that we've absolutely got to kill is it's easy, and everybody who's successful, just they're lucky. They had better breaks than me, right? There's some sort of scenario. Their parents taught them. They were rich. They were this. They were that. The truth is everyone who is successful responded differently than people that aren't successful because they believed things differently, right? Just like our total commitment to success. If I am I'm super old, so I remember a movie called Lorenzo's Oil. And it talked about this family who is based on true story. They had their kid and the kid grew up with this disease and they took him from hospital to hospital, I think it was before the internet. And everybody just kept telling them that it's terminal. There's nothing you can do. You guys are freaking out for nothing. This is just, it is what it is. And they were so committed to success, to their son's health, no matter what all these, hey, Ramon, good to have you, buddy. No matter what all the people, the doctors were telling them, they were so committed to success, none of it penetrated their skulls. They were intentionally thick and they just kept working and working and working over decades, created Lorenzo's Oil, which actually healed not just their child. And I think it was just this little oil that was not that hard to make that no one had created and saved not just their son, but thousands and thousands of other children because they were just so committed to success. And again, after being told no 1,012 times, it would have been easy to go, well, I just guess, you know, no one would judge us. No one would blame us. We're just going to have to live with this outcome. But they absolutely refused. And they didn't have medical degrees. They had far less education and resources than all the people they were talking to that said it wasn't possible. The only thing they had was that commitment. So really, really important that we're not just a little bit committed to success. You know, everyone says, oh, I'm committed, I'm all in. Until you ask them to do something the slightest bit out of their comfort zone or the slightest bit scary. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, I'm committed, but I won't do that, right? I'm committed, but. When you are all in committed, there is no but, right? I'm committed, but nope, I'm just committed. The only but I would do is obviously legal, ethical, and moral. I'm okay with you going, I will not lie, cheat, steal, do anything terrible. I'm not going to hurt other human beings. But short of that, there are no rules. I'll do anything it takes. And if I have to try one thing or 10 things or 1,000 things, that's what I'm going to do because I'm all out committed. Those are the people that succeed, period. And I know I can hear you guys out there. You're not in the chat, but feel free to jump in if you want to. You don't understand, Mike. I don't have any money. I don't have any power. I don't have any influence. I don't have any friends. I don't have any experience. I don't have any education. Whatever the case may be. The reality is it is never about resources. It is always about resourcefulness. You get to choose how you respond, right? The not committed, mildly interested in getting a business transformation will say, well, I don't have any money, so I can't succeed, right? The committed person says, well, because I don't have a bunch of money, I'm going to have to figure out how to get money in order to get success. Or I'm going to have to figure out how to find a success route that doesn't require money, right? Or I haven't seen, the guy might go, I haven't succeeded before, so I can never succeed, right? That belief, right, of I don't have money, so I can't succeed versus since I don't have any money currently, here's how I'm going to go get money, right? I haven't succeeded before, so I can't succeed versus wow, I haven't succeeded before, so I must have found a bunch of ways that haven't worked, right? And now I'm going to find the way that does work. And because everyone else gives up and I don't give up, I love that it's so hard to figure out the right way to do this because that's going to put me in opportunity because I never give up, right? So do you see how every excuse that you give is really you just saying, I'm not really that committed, right? So just remember, it is never about resources or what you have now. I will take a poor, broke, committed person with no skills and no resources who's completely resourceful and who's completely committed over a rich person with all the money in the world, all the talent, all the whatever that's going to give up as soon as it gets hard, because it will get hard no matter if you're rich or poor, tall or short, no matter where you come from. All right, so number one thing you have to be is all out committed to success. Not a little bit committed, not mostly committed, not committed as long as you don't have to do anything scary, but all in committed no matter what. The second thing you have to be is coachable. So many of us believe there's just one truth and I know it. Those are both true, right? You and I do not know everything, and there's more than just one truth. So, and by the way, I hate the people. Sorry if this is you out there going, this is my truth. I'm living my truth. Certainly, there are some things where it's my truth, and certainly there are things that are not, right? Gravity has the exact same effect on me and my body when I jump off of a ledge as someone that doesn't believe in gravity, right? There is no my truth about gravity. There's just the truth about gravity. Same thing about death, right? I might think, I'll never die. I'm young. I'm invincible. I'm whatever. I can eat like garbage. I can believe all that I want, and my truth could be whatever, but I'm just going to drop dead just like every other human being just about in the history of Earth. So some things are true, but the beauty is 99% of the things that we deal with in life, there is no the truth. There's only the perception of truth. So I want to be crystal clear. Yes, certainly things have a truth and the truth, and I'm not one of these relativists that it's like, well, it's what you believe and whoever you believe, and there is no truth. There is a truth. But a lot of things there isn't, right? So gravity is truth, but things like there many of the things are just our perception of the truth, right? So another example would be no one in my town wants to work. If you adopt that as your truth, it's really your opinion, right? So gravity exists is the truth, whether you agree with me or not. But no one wants to work in my town is your opinion, right? And not only is it your opinion, it's not a healthy opinion. It's not an opinion that's going to get you to the result that you want, right? You might change that instead of no one wants to work in my town. That's a truth that you could adopt that's going to get you frustration and not success. I might adopt the wow, there's so many people in this town that haven't been loved enough and supported and led by a strong enough leader to want to really kick butt and take names, right? So people just want the best price. Everyone in my town's cheap. Everyone in all of my customers are cheap. That's one way to look at it. That could be your truth. And if you choose to adopt that truth, you'll get those results. You might go, wow, the people in this town are desperate to really feel better and save time and change their lives. How could I bring even more value to them? You could adopt that truth, and that's going to get you a different result altogether. And hopefully you'll start seeing a theme. Really, all of these have to do with internalization versus externalization, right? Internalization or externalization is nobody wants to work. It's the world's fault. Everybody else is lazy. I can't do anything about it. That's externalization. Internalization is, wow, maybe somebody needs to lead them, and maybe that somebody could be me. People just want the best price and they're cheap. Externalization. Internalization is what do I have to do to bring so much value that they're dying and lining up to pay the price that I ask, right? Internal versus external. Another one is that guy's just lucky versus what is he doing that I can do, right? That guy's just lucky. Externalization. Nothing I can do. He's lucky. I'm not lucky. He's going to succeed. I can't. And let me tell you, externalization feels great because there's no responsibility. You just go, there's all these excuses that are outside of my control. And therefore, nothing's my fault. So it feels great at the beginning, but then it's a trap because nothing's in your control. You're stuck where you are. That's externalization. Internalization doesn't feel as good because you're like, these people haven't been led. I'm not bringing enough value. That guy's successful because he's doing something different that might be harder or something I don't want to do. That doesn't feel as good at the beginning, but it feels great once you understand You have the control to fix it. Daisy says, we started our business with 60 bucks and scared and no family. But the belief that this is what we wanted to do and what that we would hire and help others, we're doing it now because we're committed and continue works out of our comfort zone. Preach it, Daisy. She's one of our millionaire mastermind folks, she and her husband, Dylan. And that's exactly right. They just don't give up, right? You think, oh, they have it easy. They're super successful because they got lucky. No, they didn't. I promise you they had as much or double the trouble that you had, but they just chose to adopt a coachable, committed attitude. So we got to get off of you or I know everything, right? As soon as we think that we know everything, that's a great time for our business to start dying. And I'll tell you, as a coach, the thing that drives me the craziest, believe it or not, the least coachable people are the people that need the most coaching. The least coachable people are the people that need it the most, right? I get people on to our, hey, Jason Johnson says mindset. The only thing I would add to that, Jason, is mindset. We need a fourth. Three isn't enough. It's so funny. Jason's another millionaire mindset guy. Millionaire mastermind guy. And I got to tell you, in front of my millionaire mindset folks, they are the ones that least need to be in the group. They're going to be most successful with or without me. And they're the ones going, I still need more coaching. You know who the ones that are the least successful? You would think they'd go, oh my gosh, I need more coaching. They're the ones that think they've got it figured out. So it is such a paradox to find that the people that need the most coaching don't think that they need it. And they keep banging their head against the wall and not having success. The people that are most successful that you go, wow, you can take your foot off the gas. You've got this figured out. Everyone wants to be like you. You guys are kind of there. They're the ones that keep getting coaching. The guy speaking included, I invest tens of thousands of dollars a year concurrently, even now, in my own coaching, A, so I can bring more to you guys, but also because I need to grow and learn this stuff as well. So really, the day that you decide you learn everything is the day you might as well just shut your business, because you just, that's when you start dying. Another crazy belief is, you know, oh, smart people were born smart. Nope. Smart people ask more stupid questions in front of smart people and listen. That's what they did. So anyone that thinks they don't need coaching, the reality is if you are already getting the results that you want in any area of your life, you're absolutely right. You don't need coaching in that area, right? So it doesn't matter if your business is $100,000 a year, $1 million a year, or $10 million a year. If you are loving how your business feels, the work that you do, the contribution you make, the gross sales, the net profit, if you are 1,000% happy with all of that, then you're right. You don't need coaching in that area. The only coaching I would give you is do what you're doing. However, if you're not getting the results that you need in a certain area, this crazy thought of like, it'll just work itself out. I'll figure it out. It won't and you won't. I promise you, this is what we do all day, every day, right? If you really are committed to building muscle and losing fat, you're going to want to pay someone that is an expert at helping people lose muscle and get fat. Or sorry, lose fat and get muscle, right? The fastest way to waste a bunch of money on anything, on advertising and time and doing the wrong thing, is just trying to figure it out. The fastest way to make a change is to model someone that's already successful and gotten the results that you want to get. That's why franchises are so freaking expensive. They'll take 10 or 20% of your revenue or 100% of your profit till the end of time because they've got a system that works. So you don't have to pay, you don't have to give away the farm to be able to get coaching, but that's why people think it is so valuable, and it is so valuable. So as soon as you decide that you don't need to be coached, you're probably done growing that area. And the funny thing is the folks that need the least coaching or the most successful are the ones that get the coaching and vice versa. All right. So the first thing you need to be is all in committed. The second thing you need to be is coachable. The third thing that you need to be successful and have a million or multi-million dollar cleaning company is decisive. I don't know how many of you guys, well, first of all, it just drives me nuts when I'm trying to help folks with whatever the case may be, right? Starting a podcast or charging more money or signing up to get the coaching that they need, or getting their P&L, whatever. There's a thousand things. I'm going to think it over. I'm not sure. How do I do that? They ask a bunch of questions that they're not really looking for the answer. They're just trying to put off making a decision. Or I got to talk to my wife, or I got to consult the stars, or I got to ask my friend's cat's cousin, or whatever the case may be. That is just going to, not only is it a frustrating way to live, it is super unsuccessful. After studying over 500 millionaires, some of you guys are familiar with Napoleon Hill. He wrote Think and Grow Rich. He found the one quality they all shared was decisiveness. Not only did they make decisions more quickly and confidently than their non-successful counterparts, they changed them more slowly. So super successful people make decisions quickly and confidently, and they change them more slowly. On the flip side, poor people decide slowly without confidence, and they change their decisions all the time. Okay, so that is a huge one. Really growing a business is just making a bunch of decisions and standing behind it and going right or wrong. That's a decision I made. I'm the owner. That's the direction we're going to go. And that's really not just when it comes to being a good entrepreneur, but leading somebody, right? If you are indecisive, it is impossible to lead. So the belief that's going to kill you around here is, well, sure, I love that, Mike. And some people are born great decision makers. Unfortunately, I just wasn't born that way. Not the truth. No one was born a great decision maker. Some people might be born more open to that and less open to that, but the truth is it is a skill just like every other skill. You can decide right now if you wanted to become decisive. One of the favorite things I learned from Anthony Robbins, I think Awaken the Giant Within, he talks about every decision is made in a second, right? We think, oh, I'm not decisive. You know, when I finally decided to get off drugs, lose weight, grow my company, really make a change, it took me 20 years to make that decision. Bull crap. That decision was made in a second. You might have chosen to put it off and to procrastinate for 20 years, but the day that you made a decision, a big decision to change your business, have a be a father, get off of drugs, make money, whatever you decided, that happened in an instant. Now, again, some of you guys decide to wait days or weeks or months or years to make that decision, but the decision happens in an instant. And successful people and successful leaders are decisive 100%. The good news is once you develop these skills to become committed, to become decisive, to become coachable, not only is that a great way to build a successful business, you are going to use these same skills to build a successful life. If that is you, if today is the day you're like, God bless America, I'm going to have the success I want. I'm going to quit fooling around and walking in the dark. Walking in the dark. I've decided that I'm committed, and to get the results that I want, I need coaching. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the free on-demand training right there. There's nothing for sale on that training. It's the best that we've got. There's actually a free gift at the end. growmycleaningcompany.com. www.growmycleancompany.com. Put it in the chat for those of you that are with me live. And again, I wish I could say that the stuff that we have is, Anna put it there too. I wish I could say the stuff that we had is magical. And if you just did the things that I asked you, you didn't have to really change or do anything, you'd have success. The reality is, once you combine, you've got to bring to the table this decisiveness, this all-in commitment, this coachability. Once you bring that to the table, we can help you change lives, not just your life, your family's life, your employees' life, your customers' lives, for generations if you do it big enough. So if that is important to you, and you're committed, and you're decisive, and you're coachable, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We would love to serve you and help you make the transformations that you need. If you're not decided yet, and you're not all in committed, you can still go there and listen to the podcast and get some of the resources, but you're not going to have overwhelming change until you're committed, decisive, and coachable. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the free on-demand training. Can't wait to serve you. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.